Com.
Mr. Holmes, this matter comes on what we call an initial advisement pursuant to Rule 5. Deputy, if you please step back. You have a right to remain silent. If you make any statements that can be used against you, you have a right to be represented by an attorney. Ordinarily, individuals are entitled to bail. Given the nature of the charges, you are currently being held on a no-bond hold. You also have a right to have a jury trial and preliminary hearing to determine whether there's probable cause to believe that you're the person that committed the offense. Mr. Holmes, do you have any questions about that initial advisement?
Judge, we've advised Mr. Holmes thoroughly and made any formal or further advisement.
Yeah, James Holmes, the heavily armed gunman who opened fire at a movie theater on Friday, killing 12 people, wounding 58 in one of the worst U.S. mass shootings, was in court for the first time on Monday, the 24-year-old showing no emotion. At one point in his life, he was a doctoral student in neuroscience. Now he is a prisoner who is shackled and in solitary confinement and branded as a murderer, a killer. The evidence is there to support what happened. It's a matter of opening that case and shutting it and shutting the door on James Holmes. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sadly, this is where we begin the week trying to make sense of something that makes no sense. It begs the question, do you feel safe in a crowd anymore? A movie theater is a random place, really. You don't know who's going to sit next to you. I'm a friendly person. People always say hi to me, talk to me, ask me how I'm doing. And I walk through life feeling feeling very lucky living in this great country that we have amazing freedoms. We can do what we want to do, unlike some of the horrific places that we often talk about on America Tonight, report on, and hear from other people who lived in those hell holes, what it was like to live there, to be honest. So now we have situations where we're talking about people who are doing things like what Holmes did, and you really just cannot make sense of it. He applied to join a gun range back in June. The range's operator said when he was asked about it that he was disturbed by what he called the weird and bizarre message on his answering machine. He got 6,000 rounds of ammunition through mostly the internet, and he, of course, had 5 weapons, booby-trapped his apartment and a plethora of other things. But the one thing that is eluding all the family members who always want to know what would possibly motivate someone to kill their son, their daughter, their husband, their wife, and the answer is nobody knows. He's described, and this is almost chilling, we hear this too often when things like this happen, that he was a little shy or a little isolated, but, you know, he was a nice guy. People who were coworkers couldn't believe that he was a suspect in the shooting, couldn't believe that this was the guy who grew up in a posh area of San Diego and, by all accounts, was just a clean-cut kid. Well, the clean-cut kid went nuts, and let's hope they don't use the insanity defense, and let's hope they don't block the capital trial, and that ultimately he ends up with the death penalty. For my money, that's the best thing that could happen here. And, of course, with the death penalty case, it goes on and on and on and on and on, and then there's appeals. So if he even gets the death penalty, he would sit on death row for a long time. Good. Maybe he could think about how he destroyed so many innocent people's worlds. And that whole thing of showing no remorse, not saying anything, not having any tears, not being upset, it's just awful, I think. Even it just pours more salt into the wounds. But this trial is not only going to be about do you feel safe in a crowd, it's going to be about guns again, because gun rights are going to be on trial, and it's going to be about assault weapons that would go along with the gun rights. Do you feel safe in neighborhoods? Do you feel safe in crowds? All of that stuff is absolutely going to be part of the discussion, and already is part of the discussion, thanks to this 24-year-old who, by all these different accounts from the time he was a kid, was maybe quiet, but seemed like a nice guy. Nobody's saying, oh, he's a complete nut. He did crazy, kooky things. And the detectives working on the case are trying to turn over everything they can. Now, there is mentions of some oddball things when it comes to some websites that he was looking at, but nothing that would lead you to this, nothing that would push you in this direction of somebody dressing in a ballistic helmet and, you know, leaving the theater, coming back dressed in black, wearing a tactical ballistic vest and protective leggings and protectors all over and a gas mask, and then shooting the tear gas into the theater and then opening fire. The thing that they're investigating is he had nothing on Facebook, nothing on Twitter, any of those kind of social media things. They think he might have posted a profile on a sex website, Adult Friend Finder, and that's the picture they're trying to put together. What can they put together to figure out, to piece together what possibly could have? How do you explain how this happened? How do you get his hands on some of the stuff that he used in the rampage? You know, that's part of the other problem. What was it? He had lots of deliveries in 4 months. This was calculated. This was deliberate, without a question. But no motive for the attack. Nothing explained here at all. I'm the Joker. I mean, basically, that's the information that he gives up. What do you think should be the end for James Holmes? And ultimately, does this change your mind at all about guns? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. The evidence of how easy it is and what kind of people with checks and not enough checks and all that stuff that's out there, it goes in two different directions. There's a mountain of information on both sides. And, of course, this is a heavily politicized issue, gun rights in general in this country. And really, changing the laws is not going to bring back those people, is not going to change the path that we're on as Americans, I don't think, in other words, if you were just to completely, let's go for the whole thing, if you were to completely take away guns, I don't think that that dissuades anyone who wants to do some harm to somebody else at all. I don't think so, because there's going to be a black market for it. If anything else, it probably drives up the price and becomes more attractive to some people, and who knows. So the whole fear is going to be what's going to be driven here in let's get guns off the streets, that kind of stuff. But the fear is misplaced. The fear is misplaced. What we should fear is, what's going on with people? Why are people off the rails? Are they on too many antidepressants? Have people been pushed to the brink of success or nothing? Can't find a job? You're a loser? I don't know. Because this is one kook. And I'm saying kook because he's obviously disturbed. And this is the thing. It's the victims. It's the victims, I think, that you have to feel for here, not him. But I want to know the motive. Absolutely. So the answer is, do you have a gun? Does this make you want to own a gun? And does this make you worry about crowds? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Setting the menu next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lines.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. First of all, you can always throw in your two cents at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or americatonight.net. A lot of people hot over what happened in Colorado and questioning about crowds and being out late and special events and are you safe and all that kind of stuff. And then the gun aspect of it also. Is it time to get a gun? Do you think guns need to be taken off the street? You know where I stand. Can't take away those rights. It'd be wrong. And you can't put fear into people over what someone has done. And, you know, if you're going to get a gun, you got to know how to use the gun. Because ultimately, that's where the catastrophe lies. When people just think, well, I'll just get a gun, then they don't do the things that you should do. Like, be prepared to do what you have to do. So if someone invades your space, know how to take someone down, go to the gun range, practice, keep the gun in a safe space, know how to correctly clean it, store it, all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And too often that doesn't happen, and that's a problem. Then I have a problem with it, and if people would be better about that, and there are people that are awesome about that. I have family members who have guns who know where they are, know what they're doing. Then I have other family members who wouldn't have anything to do with a gun because they're not willing to do that. So that's where I say you make the division. You know, pick your lane and make that choice and do it correctly. This James Holmes obviously is not right. Has this crazy dyed hair, which I don't care if someone dyes their hair, but it was because he was emulating the Joker in the previous Dark Knight, goes in, watches some of the movie, has calculated this, has prepared what he was going to do, has everything ready, comes in, and rips up many, many lives. Because you have to multiply someone dying by how many people are affected by that, the shock, the grief, being overwhelmed, that whole thing, and lives of little ones that are wrecked because of parents that were taken away from them. So there were a lot of different kinds of victims here. It was a movie theater. It's a random movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. We're also going to talk about Penn State. Speaking of death penalty, they get something close to it, but did they deserve the excessive sanctions? Wait till you hear about it if you haven't heard about it. Joe Paterno's legacy is way altered after this. The legendary coach of Penn State. Plus, Sally Ride, the first female astronaut, has died. And we'll talk about her legacy. She actually really worked a lot with kids and has an incredible legacy. Let's go to you, though. Let's go to Stacy in Mississippi. Love Mississippi. Hey, Stacy, how are you?
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good.
That's where all America ought to be. How you doing, sweetheart? That guy that went in that place, and please don't cut me off, because America feels the same way I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Mississippi. The guy don't need a death penalty. He needs to be sent to Mississippi with 20 of my friends. I live on a dirt road. He needs to be tied to a tree, beat with a water hose. Please don't cut me off. And we get through with that. Tie and bumper my truck and drag him up down this dirt road and get through with that. They didn't stay in a fire in there for a while, then put bamboo shoots up under his fingernails and toenails and send mess to other crazy people like that. I mean, guns don't kill people. No, guns do not need to be taken away. If somebody busts in my house at night and holds a gun to my head and the other one, there's two guys break in. One holds a gun to my head and the other standing there raping my wife. What am I supposed to do, sit there and watch it? No. But he had a damn gun to blow his brains out with. Just like some of them people. I got a gun on my side right now, and I tell them 24-7. I got about 15 or 20 of them. I don't know how many I got. And they're all legal. Everybody should be able to have a gun that's got it. But I think a lot of people should go through these mental evaluations, may I say?
Sure.
But, anyway, the guy that done that, those poor people in that studio just watching a movie, I wish to God, instead of sending to the, just killing him and being over with, now sending him to Mississippi. I live in Jasper County. Now everybody in the world and everybody knows me. My father's a mayor, has been for 30 years, and I'm not ashamed to say it. Send him over here, me and my 20 of my friends, I take care of him. I'll make him pray and wish to God that he was dead. He is a horrible human being, and I tell you what, if put it all on film, and then the next fool that wants to pull that trick, see what happened to him, man, they might think twice about it. And take his manhood and take two 12-penny nails and drive them through him into a board and show what happens to people that does this kind of thing. I think he's a sick human being, and I think sick things should be done to him.
Stacy, I love it. Hard opinions. Thanks for the call. You know, it's you're not the only one who feels that way. I've gotten a ton of email about that, about what about hard labor? What about, let's let him sit out there in a desert and let's tie him to something? I mean, you know, the imagination goes wild with, hey, what's the thing that dissuades somebody from doing something like that, which is, to Stacy's point, and the exact point he made about having a gun and is he supposed to sit there and what is he supposed to do is exactly why and what the push is for gun ownership protection rights. And he heard my point and he agrees. You know, if you're someone who understands, you know, how to use it, completely different situation. In this case, what is it that makes this guy click? What does it make them go off like this? And then these people have no protection. They have nothing. What are they going to do? And there's not a guard there. There's cops get there, but it's too late. For the most part, they did a great job once they were there, but there was nothing they could do for the people who were already killed, for the people whose bodies were left in the theaters while they thought, you know, methodically went through everything because there were 10 people still inside and people hysterical outside trying to figure out if somebody was inside that they knew. It's awful. the worst thing that you could possibly imagine. Talk about being vulnerable, talking about being random. It had all those aspects of it. And the guy's a chicken, because to me that's a chicken move when you're going after soft targets. Absolutely. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. You can weigh in on this one. Boy, a lot of hard opinions on it. Bill in Kentucky. Hey, Bill.
How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. I live in Kentucky, but I actually grew up in New Jersey.
Mm.
And I used to be able to see the Twin Towers from the town I grew up in if you got up on the train tracks before they knocked it down. I grew up in a small Italian town called Roosevelt Park.
I know Roosevelt Park well, yes.
Yeah, Roosevelt Park right near Elizabeth and North and Kenilworth and Cranford and Union.
Yep.
Anyhow, we didn't have a lot of guns growing up in Roosevelt Park. Cops had them. I can't say I grew up with my mom, who was a nurse, my grandmother, my sister. They didn't let me play with guns, kid, or anything like this. They wanted me to be, I guess, a little bit more meek and mild as opposed to rough and tumble. But I was a boy, nonetheless, and as soon as I got to New York State and got up on a farm working with horses, I wanted to go deer hunting, so I learned how to use a gun. I've got a great respect for guns. I don't have any problems with guns. I was kind of raised in a household where it was looked upon as, you don't really need a gun. But I try to be responsible with them. I took a class at West Point. I had a colonel in the Army teach the hunting class and the gun safety class. And the more that I've gotten involved with guns, the more I realize that, you know, the guns really aren't the enemy. It's a cliche to hear people say, well, guns don't kill people. People kill people. But in reality, it really is true. I mean, you can say 1,000 times, but it holds true every one of those times. I mean, if you've got somebody who's mentally unstable, heck, they can kill you with a fork.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know there's probably a lot of people out there who are against guns that are probably tired of hearing the cliches that go with the Second Amendment and gun ownership, but I would like to believe that I'm walking proof that some who was raised not necessarily thinking that a gun's necessary in a household or what have you, the cops will take care of stuff. If not, the Italians who I grew up with would take care of stuff, you know. But anyway,
right.
You look at it, you know, if you really approach anything like that with a respect for it, you're not going to have a problem. And this guy's unstable. And it's a shame that when something like this does happen, there is an attack on the Second Amendment, and people who aren't, you know, for guns, possible gun owners, that want to get rid of them, are going to go ahead and use that as a platform to really try to drive guns out of society, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you. Bill, thanks for the call. Talking about interesting, the growing up in New Jersey, guns not emphasized, then getting a respect for them. Great explanation of that. I'm sure there are others that feel the same way. Hang with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art, they forge their creativity.
All right, we're back here on America Tonight, live from the Jersey Shore, talking about the situation in Colorado. Lots of people reacting to it, obviously, and listening to what people had to say. From the White House, Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, says the president's view is that we can take steps to keep guns out of the hands of people who should not have them under existing law. And, of course, this is an election year. As for Mitt Romney, he says we shouldn't change anything. He's a guy who, when he was the, you know, he's saying the guns aren't made for recreation or self-defense. He's talking about assault weapons, and he signed a 2004 extension of a ban on assault weapons, and as governor, he actually enacted a statewide right to bear arms day, and that's May 7th, to honor what he calls law-abiding citizens and their right to use firearms in defense of their families, persons, property for lawful purposes, including common defense. That was something that, as I said, he kicked in when he was governor. So for him, when he was asked about it, he's saying that, you know, there's, why would we be changing things? There's no reason to take guns away, pretty much. Let's go to Dale, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Dale.
Hey.
Hello.
and how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
No, all pretty good.
Good.
Well, I just wanted to say that my heart goes out to these victims, these victims' families. My eyes just fill up with tears hearing the stories of these people and who they were.
I know.
I just it is so sad. It's just heartbreaking. Just to think about what they've been through and what's happened to these people. I want to tell you, Kate, I am a concealed weapon permit holder. And I did go through training to get my permit.
Good.
And so that I'm qualified to shoot. I can not only, I can hit the target that I'm shooting at, but I know what the laws are and I know how to handle my handgun safely. I think there's some places where you can get a permit where they don't have these qualifications.
You're right.
And I think that's not right. I think they should be qualified to carry a handgun.
Yes.
I don't have a one of these, what do you call them, AR-15 or...
AK.
I don't have...
AK-47. Like an AK-47, yeah.
That's right. I don't have a gun like that, but I have sporting guns. I have shotguns and rifles, and I have a handgun that I bought, you know, just for a concealed weapon. And Kate, when I went and took my concealed weapon course, half of the people in the class were women. There's as many women out there that getting concealed weapon permits as men.
Yep, absolutely.
And they don't feel safe. They feel like they need to have a way to protect themselves and their families. But they're willing to go and do what they have to do to, to be legal and to learn how to handle their gun to be able to shoot it effectively. And I think that's what we need to do. This killing in this theater, this isn't something that should make people want to take guns away. This should make people want to know how to have a gun and use it properly.
Right.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Because these kind of things are going to happen because there are people that are not okay.
Right.
But if you go through a course like I went through to be able to learn to use a gun and how to handle it and to be legal, I think these people are just legal citizens and they want to be safe. They're not somebody that just went out and got guns and ordered ammunition over the internet and going to go in and kill a bunch of people. That's not those kind of people.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I'm all for our Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also for all these people who lost their loved ones.
Oh boy. Well said. Great phone call. It's always good to chat with you. Thanks. Dale's right. And he echoes my sentiments and he gave you the bird's eye view. That he took the course, he went through everything, he got it. And you heard before that, the caller before that, same thing, Bill in Kentucky, the response, learned about guns, had a respect for guns when he realized, didn't grow up with them, the whole thing. Yeah, that's always my point, but I'm absolutely about the Second Amendment and not taking it away. So this shouldn't be a rallying cry to fear everybody up that this is the wrong way to go. Izzy in Missouri, I knew she was going to kick in on this one. Hey, Iz.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Marvin. I'm still laughing about Stacy in Mississippi.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
Talk about a man after my own heart.
I know. Bless him. I'm serious. And you could tell he was so sincere, right? That was real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty much thinking along the same line.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm also thinking we need to go back to the 1800s. I know that sounds terrible, but when a person is a diehard killer, I'm sorry, dispense with all the years of appeals and just execute him. And let's not do the needle thing either by bullet or by hanging.
Oh, can you imagine?
It was a deterrent at one time in history.
Right.
Public executions were a deterrent.
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm going to talk about. So there. In your state, what's about guns, but in your state, you are aware of the longtime gun maker, the Henry Rifle, made in New Jersey. 100% every part in the Henry Rifle is made in America.
No.
And their motto is, if we can't make it in America, it's not going to be made.
Wow.
And that, and Henry Rifles, I am salivating over one right now. It's about $1,600.
Wow.
They are a superb gun. They have been one of the Cadillacs of guns, starting about 1860, I believe it was. Because this was about 12 men back then. Superb gun, but that gun is one, every part in it, every single little screw, every little bolt, everything, the metal, everything, made in America.
That's crazy. That's great. That's
so
a,
people,
that's surprising.
If you need a new rifle, Henry's got a broad selection, and it's finally back in the Henry family. You know, it was sold for to another company for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Henry family owns it again, and they really make a superb gun. Mm. And I'm going to save up my pennies because there's a gun I want, and I thought, yeah, I want that Henry rifle. And by the way, I do not feel safe when I go to restaurants. I have not been to a theater since The Passion came out.
Really? It's a long time.
Yep, I have not been. I just don't enjoy them. And I wanted to go see 2016, and I thought, no, I'll wait till it comes out on DVD.
Get it.
Because I, honest to God, don't feel safe in public places anymore. And I'm constantly watching. And I got a little, I won't go into it tonight, but I got in a kerfuffle with a guy here about a month and a half ago. And I'll tell you what, I was ready to claw his damn eyes out because he popped off me and got really nasty with me at Walmart. And I'm like, sucker, I'm not one of the dumb females. I didn't grow up to be barefoot and pregnant. Back it off. But that's a whole nother story. But anyway, I want to give my little spiel about Henry Rifle. That's 100% United States made by American citizens.
Woohoo! We love that. Made in America.
Yep. And I'll let everybody else go on about the Colorado mask.
Terrible. Thanks, oh. Iz. All right, Izzy, when she calls in, a lot of times she's got some good Made in America stuff for us. We're bringing back that segment. We did a segment where we would talk about things that were made in America. What happens is, and she emphasized there, that every single part was made in America, because sometimes people think things are made in America, but upon further examination, they're not. They're manufactured somewhere else, or they're claiming they're made in America, and they're really not. There's usually more to it. I did a thing on the show, and Izzy knows this, where I said, just do me a favor. This is how you can tell. You have no idea. Go around your house. Just take a half hour and turn things over, all kinds of things, and see where they're made. See if the percentage of the things that you come across are made in America or were made in China or made somewhere else. And most of it made in China. Most of it made in China. And our point was that if you can get something that's made in America, if you can do that and support American companies, especially a lot of them are small businesses, why not? And other people will say, well, you could get it so much cheaper at some other place, but sometimes that's not really the case. There are affordable, American-made goods. The emphasis, of course, on this show is the sadness of what's happened in Colorado, and I think Dale in Missouri really nailed it better than I could, but he was right on when he said it makes him feel sad. He really gets a tear in his eye when he hears the stories about the people who were killed, because I guess in a way the sad but awful hard truth of it is it's better to talk about the victims when there's all these in-depth television shows. And to humanize them. Okay, hey, this woman wanted to be a sportscaster, and she had a lot of people really pushing for her, and she was good with hockey, and she was interested in hockey, and she randomly happened to be in this theater in Aurora, and all that potential, boom. And here's this guy, served in the military, served in the Navy for 4 years, was going to finally go back and see his kids, was going to get to see his wife, boom. He's killed. There's all kinds of stories like that from that theater. And would rather hear, I guess, the stories about the lives and the things they were doing than this crazy wannabe Joker character fantasy guy who can't put together a couple of sentences, it seems, because there's no motive at this point. No motive. You can still weigh in here on America Tonight.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the wall, that's what a lot of families will be doing as family, friends, and others honor the victims in a celebration. And the only way family and friends can do, that's how you try to get over that hump. But even letting that leave my lips, I think it's a very difficult thing to do. And the reason we're talking about this is because of the bizarre shooting that happened into the wee hours on Friday morning. It was a midnight showing of the new Batman movie, and lives were absolutely altered, and the discussion over guns always becomes big when something so heinous occurs, and it's one of our biggest mass attacks in modern history. So naturally he has struck a nerve with what's happened here, and what will ultimately happen to this kid is probably a pursuit of the death penalty, whether he gets that or not, and then how long it takes, to Izzy's point, to actually go from point A in the courtroom to the end result is too long in between with all the appeals and everything else. In fact, so many people argue that it costs so much money that it's better to just keep someone in prison But I'd want to hear what the victims' families have to say. And ultimately, they'll have a say in whether to pursue the capital punishment route or not. If every single one of them said no, then the prosecutor wouldn't pursue that. I have a funny feeling that's not going to be what the response is. All right, my name is Kate Delaney. If you just tuned into the show, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. You can throw in your 2 cents on this. Plus, there's a few other things I'm going to squeeze in quickly that happened. Joe Paterno, we don't care at this point. Joe Pa, sorry. His legacy, his statue's taken down in front of Beaver Stadium. And Penn State is hit with a $60 million fine. The football program did make $60 million a year. And all kinds of sanctions that will send football players scurrying for other teams. I am oh so certain of it. Some people think the price is too high, because who pays the ultimate price? People who weren't involved in Jerry Sandusky and his secret, seedy sex crimes against young boys that he had gotten into his control, and ultimately ended up with what I think is going to be a sentence that puts him away forever and a day. We know that because of the amount of years that he's gotten. There's no way he'll see the light of day. Let's hear what a former player, Desmond Howard, has to say about Penn State and where the players are going to go. And, of course, the ultimate thing, what we're talking about in the case of Colorado as well, we care about the victims.
The one point that people continue to make that really leaves a bad taste in my mouth is about the players and how the players shouldn't have to pay the price for what happened, as if they don't have a choice. You know, you read some tweets and some messages and people say, hey, remember the victims. I challenge you to remember the victims, but think about the victims and think about how they were victimized. Think about what they had to go through when this burly coach was victimizing them. Add some substance to that symbolism and they didn't have a choice. Those damn victims didn't have a choice. Why? Because of the culture at Penn State University. If you grew up loving Penn State, Nittany Lions football, and you always wanted to play for Penn State, guess what? You can stay. And you can represent Penn State and wear that uniform proudly. And you will have a chance to get a degree from Penn State University. But if you like to play in the postseason, and with all the luxuries that come along with that sort of opportunity, then you can transfer out today and go to another university and live out those dreams. The players today have a choice. The damn victims didn't.
Wow, so well said by Desmond Howard. The victims, they didn't have a choice. This coach, who was huge, larger than life, taking advantage of his position and sickeningly doing unbelievable things to young children that they should never have gone through, and this should have been stopped this second that anybody knew anything, had any hint of what was going on. And, of course, a graduate student sees Mike McQueary, runs home to his father, tells him, and everybody just covers it up, and they can live with themselves. How? I have no idea. Now they're paying the price. So $60 million fine against Penn State, and on Monday they were stripped of 14 seasons of football wins under Joe Paterno's watch. The NCAA President Mark Emmert says it's unprecedented, this fine, and it's going to be paid over 5 years to fund programs that serve the victims of child sex abuse. Of course, nobody heard from them until, pardon the pun, they had a gun to their head. So because they have a gun to their head, oh, yes, now we're doing this, because we didn't want to be completely axed out. So the NCAA also banned Penn State from postseason play. You heard Desmond Howard refer to it there for 4 years. Took away 20 football scholarships a year for 4 seasons. It's all part of this fallout from the child sex abuse scandal involving Sandusky, who was convicted in June of 45 of 48 counts he faced involving 10 victims, young victims. Who knows if there was countless others. And to me, who cares? You have Penn State board members resigning over the scandal. But Penn State, once again, what was the key thing here? What did they want to avoid? They wanted to avoid the death penalty, which is a suspension from play of a year or more. Just boom, that's the end of the football program. and they didn't have that happen. But the sanctions were laid on pretty thick. And to this I say, with all these other things going on, who cares? Penn State, you know what you did. Yes, the people who are currently in the program have nothing to do with what happened with Sandusky. However, this is the price you pay when you have this football factory covering up the actions of what happened for year after year after year after year, and just turning a blind eye to the whole thing. And it took the former FBI director Louis Freeh's report to wake some people up. And he pointedly said the report held Paterno and other Penn State officials responsible for failing to stop the abuse that started in 98. The university is not going to appeal the decision, nor should they. And if they value Penn State at all, that's why they'll move forward on this one, because there's no place else to go. There's no place else to go with it. They cannot win this. So you know what it means? It means that the NCAA's decision basically wipes out 111 wins from the record of Joe Pa starting back in 98. So that bumps him from the top of the list of all-time winningest coaches. So, of course, his family reacts to this, saying they're trying to defame the legacy of a great coach and an educator without any input from the family. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They should have gotten what they got. And, you know, maybe in a way it's not even enough, because just because they get rid of the wins from the past, I mean, maybe it wasn't enough. Maybe they should have had the program go down, get the death penalty for a year. You have them down for a year or more than that. Bobby Bowden, who's the former Florida State University coach who knew Joe Paterno well, is now the winningest coach in major college football history. And, you know, he said even, I'm not rejoicing. I mean, this thing isn't settled. We got young men who were screwed over. So even he's not saying, oh, great, great, that puts me at the top of the list. Everybody's concerned about the victims. It's an end of an era, but it's one that should have been shut a long time ago. Any thoughts on the show? Remember, there's an easy way to get to me. Go through the website, americatonight.net.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See?
With SRN News, I'm Bob. With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The NCAA has slammed Penn State with an unprecedented series of penalties, including a $60 million fine and the loss of all of Coach Joe Paterno's victories between 1998 and 2011 in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky abuse scandal, and that's not all.
Penn State football will be banned from bowl games and any other postseason play for 4 years.